This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now on the Daily Mix Show.
Damn. Some birds aren't meant to be caged. Yet, here we are, butt naked, eating soggy bologna sandwiches. Figure it's time to get busy living and get busy winning.
Let's play Cellmates.
Cellmates is the game where lawbreakers become game changers. And this week we are playing for tickets to see In This Moment at the Moore Theater on August 25th. So let's meet our cellmates this morning. We have Dane in Gig Harbor. How did your dad manage to get arrested overseas?
Well, my brother had just had a kid a couple months previous, and so he needed a babysitter. And so my parents were like, oh, we'd love to go to Germany. We'll watch our brand new grandchild for a month. And so while my dad was babysitting, he was driving around in my brother's truck, and because he was driving a Silverado in Germany, big truck for small lanes there. Oh. And he clipped a parked car. And so the mirror just popped back, and he's like, oh, you know, it's like if you're going through a car wash, you can pop in your mirrors. So he just popped it back out, but somebody caught that license plate. Oh. So by the time he got home, the cops were there. And they're just like, yeah, this is, you did this. And he's like, oh, how much is the ticket? And they're like, no, you don't get it. This is a hit and run. You're under arrest.
Oh, no.
And so he gets pulled down to the police station. He's like, okay, well, what do I have to do? Like, well, there's your bail or your, you know, fee for this. And he's like, oh, well, there's an ATM literally across the street. Let me just go over there and grab it. They're like, no, you don't get it. You're under arrest. And so after my sister-in-law got off work, she had to go bail my dad out. And so I don't think he was too happy with her babysitter.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoops. All right, Dane, we're going to introduce you to your cellmate, who is Kyle in Renton. Kyle, why were you thought to be a porch pirate?
I am a delivery driver with UPS, and one season I was delivering out of a rental truck, and it was dark late at night, and I was being followed by a vehicle, and I thought that they were actually watching to steal packages from me, but they called the cops on me, and when the cops showed up, I could not find my ID.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, it was in the back of the truck and in my backpack, and the backpack slid all over the truck. So I spent a few minutes trying to find the backpack, and had no luck. So then I started talking to the cops. I said the address of their police precinct. I said the names of everybody that works in the front who I deliver packages to, and they eventually let me go.
Oh my gosh.
That's awful.
Like, I promise I'm a good guy. Well, Steve, yeah. Based on the severity of the crimes of our cellmates, who should go first in the game?
Oh, man, I had a tough time, but once Dane mentioned that it was a Silverado, it instantly made me think of that. I don't know if you ever saw that internet goofed at that guy who used to call it the Silverado. Or
let me tell you something about my Chevy Silverado.
Silverado. So let's go with Dane.
All right, Dane.
All right. Here's our redemption time.
Here we go, Dane. Black Sabbath released Heaven and Hell on this day in 1980. Who provided the vocals on this album?
I just straight up don't know.
That would be RJD, Ronnie James Dio. All right, Kyle, your question. True or false? Al Pacino won an Academy Award for The Godfather.
False.
Dude, you're right.
Congratulations, you won the tickets.
He didn't win for The Godfather. He didn't win for Godfather 2, although nominated for both of those. He won for Scent of a Woman.
Huh.
Wow.
There you go. Everyone take that, put that little trivia knowledge in your pocket and pull it out someday.
What else was, I mean, I have to do research. Sorry, Sarah. But I was going to say, like, what else was up for the Academy Award the same year as The Godfather?
Well, that's a good question.
Because if it was Rocky, I understand. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I don't know when the Godfather came out. It's 70 something?
Like, no.
72.
72.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Let's see. Wow. Who won best actor that year? Or was he?
Who's going to win the race?
Also, happy birthday to Al Pacino today.
Oh, is it his birthday? Yeah. How old is he? I'm not going to throw that out there now. We're going to make both Danny and Sarah's brains explode.
What is happening?
So, who won the Academy Award for best actor in 1972?
Actress was Jane Fonda.
I didn't ask for actress. He wasn't going up against the actress.
Oh, Gene Hackman.
Okay.
For The French Connection?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's common knowledge that that's a better performance.
I've never even heard of that.
Gene Hackman?
No, the best connection. Oh. Have you? The French Connection.
The French Connection, I've heard of. I've never seen it.
It doesn't look great.
Yesterday, we read some crazy tweets.
It doesn't look great. It won an Academy Award.
Trash.
Yesterday, we read some crazy tweets by Drew Carey where he said he would put his member in a blender just so that he could see fish at the Sphere. Well, he was on TV last night and explained what he meant after that. And his explanation is just as crazy. You're going to hear what he said after Everlast.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, we talked about how Drew Carey posted some pretty wild tweets recapping his experience seeing fish at the Sphere in Las Vegas.
I think it was his best concert ever based on some of the tweets that he was putting out.
He said that he felt like he talked to God, that he would put his D in a blender and swear off, we'll call it felines, for life. In exchange for that experience.
Just to experience that fish concert again.
Yes.
Oh.
So then, of course, he was on TV, and everybody's been talking about this. He was on TV on Watch What Happens Live, and he explained his tweets to everyone.
I saw a fish at the Sphere this weekend. Never saw a fish. Never didn't know a fish tune.
Oh, that's crazy. I thought for sure he was like a fish fan.
So he is now.
He went just not knowing anything other than maybe the band name, and that's what he experienced. He had to have been on some kind of hallucinogenic.
Without
as well.
Question.
Yeah.
And they blew my minds off so hard. I thought to myself, I had a bunch of girls with me, and I thought to myself, is this what it's like to
So I mean, I don't know how we could tactfully say that, but it's is this how it feels for a woman to be happy?
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to say it.
Yeah. People that were there could verify 100% true. This is what it's like. It was like being for 4 days straight.
So you're probably wondering what the bleep was. Blink-182 recently wrote a song about I don't even know how. Like, I mean, it's it's an act that some people do where they don't let somebody be fully happy.
Yeah,
I think that's the best way to turn it. It's a Blink-182 single.
Yeah,
that's what he was describing it as. I don't know if it's worth bleeped or not, but now you know.
Okay.
And then right before the face-melting climax at the end on the fourth day, an angel comes down from heaven, Gabriel, and he shoots heroin in your arm. And he says, good luck now, and he leaves. And then you have an him for 15 minutes.
He is definitely on some hallucinogenic. There's no way he went to that sober, drunk, or stoned.
Oh, no.
while your eyeballs fall out of your head. Next time they play the sphere, you better not miss it.
No. Is he hanging out with Charlie Sheen? Is that Tiger Blood that he was doing?
While your eyeballs fall out of your head.
Is he still hosting The Price is Right?
Yes.
Do you think he gets fired for this?
No. I think they just kind of expect that from Drew Carey. He's also, doesn't he own the Sounders?
Yeah.
I mean,
we need a fish night.
Oh, Lord. He's probably already planning that.
Dude, them playing at halftime?
Down with disease, 3 weeks in my bed, trying to stop these demons that keep.
I mean, Brad said it was like the four greatest musicians that he's ever seen on stage. So he didn't use the terms that Drew Carey used, but I think he had the same experience.
So when Brad hears that audio of Drew Carey, he's going to be like, yeah, I totally know what he means.
I get it.
Waiting for the time when I can finally see. This is all been wonderful, but now
I'm only playing this because I know it's driving Danny nuts.
Okay, can we put Sarah in that? Oh, no, she's dancing.
She's grooving.
I hate all of you.
I'm kind of feeling it. Stop.
Oh, wow, you know this song.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you just found a fish song.
Oh, no. Their album Hoist has like been played quite a bit at my old fraternity.
It's a fun word to say.
Hoist.
You don't get to use that word.
What does it rhyme with? Something that Drew Carey was experiencing.
That bass line is pretty gnarly.
Oh, dude, the rhythm section's phenomenal.
Yeah, this is a vibe. Now I wish I went.
Look at it. We got Jam Band Sarah over there now.
Ooh. Sarah's becoming a hippie.
Yeah.
You know what? I've been working on her. Just massaging a little here and there.
Now, Grant, I picked probably one of their more poppy songs that they have. Because some of their stuff is just weird.
It's very weird.
Yeah. Good for Drew Carey, though, man. He was living the good life.
He sure was.
Does Fish ever get a hold of Drew Carey and say, hey, guy, what's up? You want to come hang out with us?
I think they're going to be like, hey, can we come on The Price is Right?
They're the new house band for The Price is Right.
And real quick, if because obviously he would be willing to do all this to get to experience that concert again. I'm not asking you guys to be willing to put your genitals in a blender, but is there a concert you wish you could go back to and experience once again? For me, it would be Queens of the Stone Age at El Corazon or Graceland, whatever it was called at the time, with Dave Grohl on drums in a small club doing all the songs off of Songs for the Deaf. And it was just, it was overwhelmingly great.
That's a really good one. I would maybe say Prince.
Prince.
Because that was the, I'll be totally honest, it was one of those things after that concert I felt like I had gone on a sexual journey somewhere, unlike Drew Carey's journey.
You're not going to put your boobs in a blender?
Maybe not that, but the musicianship was so next level. I'd go to Prince again for sure if I could.
How about you, Danny?
Warped Tour 2005. That was my senior, I would want to go back and re-experience it at the same age because it was my senior summer. Like, I just graduated. It was The Offspring, MXPX, Starting Line, Tsunami Bomb, Rancid.
I mean, all the Warped Tour bands.
Oh, my God. It was the best year.
All right, Sarah.
Well,
Britney Spears at the Gorge, I'm turning your microphone off.
No, okay. Well, rock, I was going to say Metallica back in 2017, which I kind of get to experience again.
Is it because you had sex in the bathroom at the football stadium?
Sure is. Yeah. And I do like Metallica. So
I like that it mostly has nothing to do with the band, though.
Yeah.
But, okay. Can I say, though, that, you know, my husband, we've been dating for a while now, and, you know, we started dating back then. That's how he'd kind of impressed me. And now he's like, he doesn't really like the public sex thing, but I was like, yo, we're going to bring it back, right? When Metallica comes.
Now that he got a ring on it, he's not doing that crazy stuff anymore.
But he's going to. He's going to in the summer.
Wow. Well, we have that to look forward to.
I'm going to go the other day that Metallica plays.
Wow.
An athlete shot down a $15 million contract to take a contract that pays them $76,000. You're going to hear who did this as we go straight to the comments at 8:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Maybe, just maybe, this is our year as baseball fans in Seattle. Do you think it's happening?
No, the season's done after losing yesterday to the Texas Rangers 5-1. I've given up all hope.
Well, I still have some hope, Steve Miggs. And we've got hope in the Rock Shop as well. There is the My Oh Maybe baseball-inspired shirt. You can get yourself one while supplies last at KISW.com.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The incredible athlete, Caitlin Clark, was offered $15 million to join Ice Cube's Big Three Basketball League. And one of the co-owners of the Big Three says that the now Indiana Fever star was not told about the deal because of her agents.
Do you think they were just like, no, we're not going to do this thing? Like, no, she wants to help grow the WNBA. This is something that's more of a long-term plan as opposed to doing this big PR push.
Well, she's obviously in the WNBA now.
I personally would take in the 15 mil and done a relaxed schedule like the Big Three. But, you know, everyone's got different goals in their careers.
$76,000 she will make in her first season. But also, she's got all these partnerships with Nike, you know, big endorsements and things like that. Those are going to be huge, big ticket.
That's why, I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, she definitely deserves to be paid more. And hopefully because she'll be bringing more eyes to the WNBA, more tickets will be sold, better TV deals. Hopefully all the players will end up making more money thanks to someone with her kind of star power. But I don't think she's going to have a hard time paying her bills because of that Nike deal.
It's $28 million over 8 years, I believe.
Good for her.
Big Three would have had this $15 million offer that would have had $10 million to her in salary over 2 years, plus a percentage of ownership of the team's ownership, 50% of merch revenues from her name and likeness, and then ownership of a Big Three documentary with a seven-figure advance.
Man, they were backing the truck up. And she's just like, or her agents were just like, nah, we'll pass.
So, of course, many people are excited for Caitlin Clark's future with the NBA and growing the sport, while others are just miserable people on social media. So let's go straight to the comments.
And miserable they are. We found a few social media posts. We sent it to our friend, our production director, Jason, a.k.a. Veggie Dog, a.k.a. VD, and said, hey, pull out some of your favorite comments to help illustrate just how miserable and stupid people can be over stuff that really shouldn't even affect them on social media. So he recorded a bunch of them. Are you ready for the first comment?
Yes.
All right.
Caitlin who? Catch me in a few years and we'll see if we know who she is. Because I doubt we will. LOL.
I would beg to differ. I feel like just based on what's going on, unless she gets injured, I think we'll be hearing.
Don't even breathe those words, Steve Miggs.
All right. My bad.
Take it back.
If she gets injured, it's not my fault. I have nothing to do with it. Here's the next comment.
This is great. She's making history or whatever. But who really cares? Basketball is so boring. And women's basketball is the boringest.
Boringest.
It's a word. I'm not sure if it is.
I don't believe it is.
You're an English major. I don't believe it is, right?
No.
It'd be most boring.
Right. Be gooder.
Everybody is freaking out about this chick.
But she didn't win the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship, so I'm confused. She clearly can't be that good. She's a loser.
I'm with this person.
He called her a chick and a loser?
Yeah. Wow. She's a loser chick. Didn't win the championship. How dare she?
Everybody.
Oh, that's the same guy.
I'm not going to see her if she comes to Seattle because it's all a bunch of bullshit. They're just going to jack up the prices for tickets for no reason. Not worth it at all. SMFH.
You don't have to go to the game, sir.
And I think they're jacking up the ticket prices for a good reason. It's going to be a great show.
I'm not willing to spend. If I got free tickets, I'd go see her. What are you?
I'm just going to add your comment to this comment thread.
I'm like that with any NBAs, WNBA, NBA.
Just basketball in general.
Basketball is not my thing.
Okay.
I will not pay a dime to go see a basketball game. I don't care if there are dudes or chicks on the court.
Okay.
Terrence Salty.
I know. It's like I just said, like, your dog is ugly or something like that.
Don't you ever.
All right, we got one more comment. You ready for it?
Yes.
Women's basketball is dumber than soccer. Hashtag facts.
Oh, did you hear that? That was a fact, Danny.
I have to say, I'm impressed. I thought for sure we would be maybe one or two comments in, and they get some kind of perverted comment.
So
props to all the miserable people, at least that Jason found on social media, for not going down the simple road.
Nice.
See? Progress.
Yeah, we're getting somewhere.
We are.
It's all because of Straight to the Comments.
We're still a loser chick.
So yesterday we learned that Migs and Danny are complete savages.
Okay.
And don't wash their feet. So we were challenged to go home and ask all of our significant others about whether it's gross or not to scrub the bottom of your feet in the shower. Some of the answers will shock you. Okay, definitely one of the answers. You're going to hear what they had to say after Nirvana.
The Daily Migs Show.
Yesterday, we got into a discussion about washing feet.
A very spirited discussion.
It all stemmed from the audio of Kim Kardashian sharing with Jimmy Kimmel that she washes her feet every night before bed.
You wash your feet every night before getting into bed?
I do.
Good.
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 So apparently, good. Jimmy Kimmel and Sarah and I all feel like washing your feet is good.
Yes.
Good.
And Kim Kardashian. But good. We learned that you, Steve Miggs, and you, Danny V, do not wash your feet in the shower.
Good.
Bad. So we decided to go home and ask our significant others about this. Sarah went home and asked George.
And I saw that you did this on Instagram as well.
Yes, I did. Because I wanted my reaction if he said the wrong answer.
Good.
Okay, babe. I have a very important question, and I want you to be honest.
Okay. Oh, God.
Do you...
I love how he's just already like, I don't even know what I'm getting into, but I'm on a damn Instagram post, and I have no idea what I'm about to embark on.
Always hates it.
Yeah.
Do you wash the bottom of your feet?
Yes, I do.
Like in the shower?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're not disgusting.
Mommy. Yeah, and work boots smell.
You're leading the witness.
Yeah, you are.
I also feel like there was like a pause there where he almost was like, no, but then he knew that was the wrong answer.
No, I think he was confused of this question because it should be so obvious for everyone.
Bill.
Yeah, okay, well, Steve and Danny don't. They don't wash the bottom of their feet.
Stinky feet.
That's disgusting, right?
I mean, it's pretty gross.
That's what's up. My baby's a clean one. I said so.
No, my feet still smell.
They
kind of
do.
What was that laugh?
What's going on over here? I feel like he's just answering it that way so he could get laid.
Yeah.
Oh, because of his good smelling feet.
No, he doesn't really wash his feet. He just says that just to like make you happy.
So I asked Brad the same question. Honey, I've got a question that requires honesty. We've discovered a topic in which you're not alone, or I guess you used to not be alone. But when we were first dating... And I asked you about some of your shower habits. What was the deal with washing your feet?
I didn't use a rag on them as much as you would hope I would.
And what did you say?
You guys wash your feet with rags?
Well, then
I'm a loofah girl.
I bought this man loofahs. He's been a loofah man since I have been in his life. But I called him out on it early in our relationship because he wasn't washing them things. What was your reasoning?
It kind of got the rinse of everything washed off.
So the soap would just handle it on its own without any need for extra attention or scrubbing?
Bubble scrubbing action, yes.
What about now?
I tend to do it more. I tend to use a loofah more on my feet.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
He's a loofah man now.
I tend to do it more. He's probably doing it once every 5 or 6 months.
Yeah.
I don't think
it sounded like you had him handcuffed or something.
Yeah. Like blink twice if you're being held against your will, Brad.
I think he's always just afraid when we come home with these questions from work. Like, why are you putting me on
But if anyone, he's a radio dude. He should figure it out. Like, sometimes we do stupid things.
So, Migs, you asked your wife, Sydney.
I asked her yesterday, and for some reason didn't record, so I had to call her again this morning and get down to the bottom of it. So, here we go.
Okay, hon. So, yesterday we were talking about washing our feet. And I shared, and Danny shared as well, that we do not wash the bottoms of our feet.
You hear me giggling in my own voice because I'm like, I can't even believe I'm asking this question. I already know the answer.
Saren and Taryn think we're savages. So I was asking you, do you think I should be washing the bottom of my feet?
Absolutely.
Do you think it's gross that I don't?
Yes.
My feet are clean.
No, they're not.
So what am I supposed to do?
Scrub them and get between your toes. You know what builds up in there.
Whoa. Do you do this every day?
Yes.
Maybe I'll try and do it at least. How about once a week?
No.
All right.
All right. I'm not going to do it.
No.
Danny.
Hi.
You asked Linda.
Of course.
And I always love when he asks Linda questions because she never sounds like she wants to even talk to him.
Babe.
Yes.
Right there.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
So we shower together all the time.
Every Saturday and Sunday, yes.
I like seeing you naked.
Boobies.
Yes.
What's going on here? We are all like in relationships with very unique people.
Boobies.
Yes. So, secondly, is it weird that I don't wash the bottom of my feet?
No. With clarification, obviously. I feel like I don't wash the bottom of my feet every day, but it happens. I feel like...
First of all, Sarah looks so disgusted right now hearing this.
I don't think there's ever been a day that I've showered and not washed my feet, ever.
Same.
I almost never want to do it again, just to spite all of you.
I know, yeah.
But it happens. I feel like when the soap runs down your body... And then it gets on the shower floor. The shower floor on our shower floor is textured. So if you just give your little feet a little scrubby scrub, you know, it like gets the soap.
So I don't need to wash my feet?
Like a couple times a week. Yeah.
What if I never wash my feet?
I don't lick the bottom of your feet, so I don't care.
You know, all these years, I thought she was licking the bottom of Danny's feet.
My girl.
Yesterday, though, we did get a text from someone at 206-803-ROCK that said that they have a little scrubby mat thing that they put on the bottom of their shower.
Is that like the ones that, like, you ever said that kind of like if you have work boots, they have like the little bristles and you can kind of just scrub the bottom of your shoe before you like walk into your house or whatever?
I have one in my shower.
Do you really?
Sure do. It tickles. But it works. It gets these dogs clean.
So is that what you use?
Yes.
Oh, that's cheating.
I will buy you one if you will use it, Steve. And a loofah.
I can't promise I'll use it, but I know my wife will.
Oh, your poor wife.
Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? He is currently 103 wins, 27 losses, including one this morning, and 15 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 8:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.